Good evening. How you doing? It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks, The Money Show. I'm your co-host, James Parker. This is a show where we spend an hour Monday through Friday getting you caught up on what happened in the financial world today while you were out winning it life, or just getting that much more sick of your kids and spouse. Who am I to judge here? We also do this on Saturdays, 10 to 1. Hey, Gregory. So, I checked some of the websites that we have linked on gregoryricks.com/coronavirus, just getting ready for the show. And on the Mississippi one, coronavirus.ms.gov. Did we mention this? The state has waived in-person requirement for notarization of documents. So if you're going to go get something notarized, there used to have to be an in-person, was this a witness situation?
Regarding unemployment benefits?
Nope, just notarizations, period. There is not an in-person requirement to have your document notarized. So it can be
notarized. So you don't even need a witness?
You don't even need to be there? This sounds
but
like...
But documents where?
I'll just read it to you. After listening to concerns brought forth by the Secretary of State's office, Governor Tate Reeves ordered to waive the in-person requirement for notarizing documents in Mississippi for the duration of the COVID-19 emergency, subject to guidance provided by Secretary of State Michael Watson. Click here to read the full executive order. So I guess just for anything. So if getting anything notarized, you don't have to be in the same room. You can do it over the phone. You can do it by email. You can do it.
So what website is that at?
It's linked. It's coronavirus.ms.gov. It's linked to gregoryricks.com/coronavirus if you're already there.
Let me go to our updated and resources page, gregoryricks.com/coronavirus. So it's at the MS.
Yeah, coronavirus.ms.gov.
Okay.
The whole executive order is like a 5-page document, so we're not going to go through
it. Is that under the latest information?
If you just scroll down a little bit, it was on my left.
Oh, okay. Full story on that.
Yeah, right under recent.
I just wonder if that's for state purposes.
Sure. The thing is, here's what I'm watching. If we don't need this during the coronavirus, I have a feeling a lot of these little changes in behavior we've made are going to stick. We're going to be like, all right, why don't we just do this all the time? Or how about, why don't we let a factory make an N95 mask and we will inspect it after they're made?
Here's the paragraph where it's really written. There's a lot of whereas, and now therefore. What they do is take something real simple that can be a paragraph and make it a full long page document. But that's what attorneys do. Legal language, I'll call it. Well, that's what it is. Makes it difficult to read for us non-attorneys. In order to provide Mississippi citizens and businesses with a safe, secure, and legal method, and I did not read the words exactly in order, by which to execute an important legal document for the duration of the state emergency, and we'll skip ahead, proclamation providing an alternative to the in-person physical presence requirement under current notarial process is a necessary measure to combat COVID-19 emergency. So accordingly, pursuant to Mississippi Code, there's a lot of language there, this executive order temporarily modifies one Mississippi and more letters and numbers for the duration of the state emergency and for 14 days thereafter, and allows notaries, public commissioned under the laws of the state, to perform a notarization for a principal not in the physical presence of the notary, provided the following conditions are met. This is really interesting.
Yeah. So here's the details. I'm interested in this part.
Okay. The notary public has reasonably identified the principal by one or more of the following: personal knowledge of the principal. Yeah, I knew them. That was their signature. Okay, I get that. That's easy. At least two different types of processes or services by which a third person provides means to verify the identity of the individual through review of public or private data sources. Okay, that's a bit unclear. The government identified credential, which may be remotely presented through technology, I'm shortening it here, that is issued to the individual and contains the signature and photograph of the individual. That would be called a driver's license, wouldn't you think? Let me get mine out.
Well, they got to be vague.
Have a Mississippi one.
So people could use a passport or a non-driving ID or a military ID.
I'm pretty sure I've got one here. It has my signature, has identification, has my picture. Yeah, that would suffice. Okay. I don't know why they're not already doing that. First off, a notary is a notary. If they've verified that it's correct, why do they have to be physically in person if they have verified? This is a person of, this isn't a clerk somewhere. This isn't, not belittling any jobs. It's not a bank teller. It's not an insurance agent. It's not any clerks in the courthouse. This is a notary. And most of the time, who are notaries?
Lawyers.
Lawyers. So that's one reason we get all this. We've got to have two witnesses and the attorney's got to sign, you know, on all these documents. Well, you have an attorney doing it. I thought they are held to a higher standard. So that's where I think this has to evolve. When were these rules set up? You know, 150 years ago when we didn't have driver's licenses and you had to be in person to verify who you were.
You had to take a covered wagon to your lawyer's log cabin.
You know, I'm just thinking this might force things to come to the present right there. So, so government issued credential. And then the other is oath or affirmation of a credible witness who is in the physical presence of either the notary or the principal, is able to communicate to the notary public and the principal simultaneously by sight and sound through electronic device or process at the time of notarization, if the credible witness has personal knowledge of the principal and has been reasonably identified by the notary under probable cause. And then they've got some more, but basically what they're also saying there, if we've got a credible person that says this is the person, we're good. Okay. I kind of like this because this helps evolve us going forward into the world. This isn't for theft or crook, but you know, for that matter, if somebody wanted to get over on a notary, well, they've got what do they need? Fake ID with them anyhow to get a document notarized.
See, there you go. That's exactly what I was thinking after I digested that when I read it. I was like, well, why weren't we doing this last year? Why wouldn't we do this when the virus goes away? Why can't we just keep doing this?
But if they've actually signed the document, you're verifying, somebody else is verifying, yeah, they signed it, and I'm a credible witness. And then we've got a documentation along with the signature. Says, yes, driver's license. See the signature on the ID. This is their picture. And then we've got like technology. Why can't it be a video meeting, video verification, or we do FaceTime? I can get on the phone. Hey, this is me. Can you notarize my document? You know, let's use technology instead of stay 150 years ago. And actually, Wes Blanchard is one of the show contributors. I've been asking about that. I said, your business, for most part, is halted because you got to get a bunch of people together to witness and do documents. I said, how antiquated is that? We're in a world where I do legal documents because we're doing legal contracts. That's insurance contracts, you know, like annuities, life insurance. We're doing securities documents, and I am licensed and I have the authority to verify the ID. And what I do is we always keep a record of the ID that was furnished. Of course, we're seeing them as well, but we're not having to have witnesses and then somebody else notarize it. What year is this? 2020.
I think this
is something that they have to address going forward.
Surprised we weren't doing this in 2012 or 2010. You know,
once
the smartphone came out, this should have been just the natural progression of things. But, you know, Uber and Lyft came out after the smartphone was invented in a matter of a couple of years. But the legal profession moves not at the speed of the market. They move at the speed
of
government.
Same. Yeah.
So they'll be caught up with the rest of us video conferencing here in about 5-10 years. All right. If you got a financial situation, Gregory is in studio ready to take your questions. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life, live financial news talk radio. So full disclosure, we weren't disparaging any occupations on the last segment. We were just like, there's got to be a better way with technology to improve upon it. That's just what I think, anyhow.
I think it's safe to badmouth lawyers. It's one of the acceptable occupations to kick around because enough of us. There's good lawyers and bad lawyers, and we're not talking about the good ones. We're just talking about the
bad
ones.
We're not talking about bad or good. We're just talking about the process with technology, which kind of still surprises me that. But I'm like seeing this by the governor of Mississippi to adapt. Because they're being held up. That's what I was asking about the other day is, you know, can you get some POAs, powers of attorney, you know, medical documents? Well, no, we need witnesses and it notarized. Okay, that's holding things up that need to be done.
You this told is, my witnesses to stay
crisis.
At home. Yeah.
Yeah, all the witnesses are at home. So, you know, this is a national emergency. So we can't get things expedited. Just questioning. 504-260-0995. Do you know we've taken a lot of questions. I think people are more up to speed on the economic impact payments. Checks are being deposited. I can't recall if I know somebody that's got a check. I might have heard somebody yesterday of getting a check, but they're being automatically deposited. I understand the paper checks are coming out next week. I've heard of people getting the PPP approved, not at the bank level, but at the SBA level. So we're actually, I heard this morning, they said, we've got $258 billion approved of the loans for small businesses. Well, I was thinking, I hadn't seen it, heard of anybody, but I have heard of somebody tell me we were approved at the SBA level. We've just not been funded yet. So that's good news. Kind of know somebody that has. And then I got an email from a listener regarding their firm, and they were saying, hey, if people are having trouble, have them call us. We're getting them through, at least getting them approved. I don't think they were funded yet either, but funding's another matter, getting the money in the account. So I guess if it's approved at both levels, the money's on the way.
You know, I still feel kind of antsy until I hear about some deposits actually hitting people's accounts. No one's got a check so far, right? No one's got an economic impact statement. No one's got a loan.
I can't say. I thought I was told that yesterday, but I'm not sure. If somebody's got a check, call us, 504-260-0995. And then if they got a check, that means in 2 weeks they're getting a letter saying, hey, we did send you a check.
Yeah, did you get that check? Because someone got it. So if you want to know how much your check's going to be from the economic impact statement, these are the stimulus checks that basically everyone's getting unless you were too successful. You have the CARES Act rebate calculator. It's at gregoryricks.com/coronavirus. Or I've taken the coronavirus page, and our show sponsor, Gregory Ricks & Associates, was nice enough to let us link to that on the Winning at Life app. So if you go to the front screen of the Winning at Life app, you can call the show, you can text the show, you can watch the video of the show, you can go to our podcast. One of the things you can do now is go to the coronavirus page. But you put in your income, your number of kids, whatever, your filing status, and it'll tell you what your rebate amount should be. So go check that out. Something else we added to the app just today. All right, so next story here. We have our buddy Jude Heath is going to be our guest on Saturday's show.
Man, it feels like overdue for him with all this going on. Can't wait for him to be on the show.
We've had a lot of tax talk here. One of the first things I'm going to ask him about is Trump has asked Congress again. This happened on Friday. We talked about it on Saturday's show, but I want to talk about it when Jude shows up this Saturday. He wants to restore the full tax deduction for business spending at restaurants and on entertainment. This is one of these things where restaurants, clubs, bars, entertainment venues had already taken a hit somewhat when this tax deduction went away. And then you want to add on top of that shutting down basically by government mandate. And restaurants have not had it this bad in a long time. This would be an easy one. Not only is it helping out restaurants, but it lowers taxes, business spending. Seems like a win-win. I think this will pass.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask you too, because I'm ready to get back to that. I don't mind keeping the receipts either. All right, 504-260-0995, Mike in Mandeville. You're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Mike?
Yes, we submitted our business SBA loan package about 2.5 weeks ago. We haven't heard anything yet. And we had a previous disaster loan situation about 5 or 6 years ago, which we took care of as far as proper payment and creditworthiness would be at the top. Is there an agent or a fiduciary broker that could assist us in passing through the final paperwork to get the funding, sir?
Oh, you're referring to the PPP, Payroll Protection Plan,
for the business
program? Yeah, as I understand, you have to go through an FDIC bank regarding those. Whoever, preferably you have a relationship with a bank that has loan officers and such.
Yes.
I logged into one of my bank accounts. The bank's name starts with a C, so that doesn't quite narrow it down. But when we first reached out to them a few weeks ago, they were unfamiliar with it. Now, when you log in to your account, there's a banner that pops up that they can help you. So I think I would say most everybody's up to speed at this point. So you probably, Mike, should reach out to your banker regarding that. I don't know of any other method of doing so.
Okay. Well, this is some great advice. I very much appreciate your dialogue. So walk into our banker and let them take it from there.
Yeah, that's what the Treasury has been saying all along, is to reach out for these PPP loans.
Good.
Reach out to your banker and they'll get you going.
Good.
Awesome.
All of our team, all of our group, we listen to your show regularly. We'll enjoy it.
Go get them some help and save that business, Mike.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. If you want to be next.
Oh, that made me feel good.
Right. 504-260-0995. Someone's listening besides the wives and family members, huh? Kevin in Mississippi, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Kevin?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, one of my subs on the job said they did get a check already. They have got their stimulus.
Oh, well,
they
awesome.
Told me this morning.
Yeah, that's so the first one.
Going, yeah. So they are going out. Well, it wasn't me. I'm not going to get one, I know. But
right.
They are.
Okay,
I haven't filed taxes many years, so I'm pretty sure I won't be getting one.
Is this guy an independent contractor, or is he an employee?
No, he's a sub under one of our contractors.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the economic impact payment he received.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's good. That means a lot of – if he's – just saying, that's the group, you know, had everything set up. He's done his tax returns. Had the banking information with it. So a lot of people are obviously getting that stuff right now. So pretty unbelievable. Thank you, Kevin. Any other questions or thoughts?
Yeah. Anyway, I could get into that. I mean, I haven't filed in like 15 years. As far as I know, it cost me $200 per year to file. So I don't think it would really be feasible for me to even try to do that right now.
Are you talking about tax returns?
Right, yeah. I haven't filed since Katrina.
Oh, any particular?
I mean, I had several years after Katrina. I really honestly had no income besides cleaning people's driveways and stuff like that. It just was a very hard time. But, yeah, I'm doing real good now, and they just keep all my returns, and they don't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would think you get in 2019. How did 2019 look for you?
I had a very good year.
Okay. Did you do some withholding, pay some
quarterly
tax? Oh,
yeah, lots of withholding. I never get a dime back. It's only
you don't think you'd get more than $200 back?
Well, it's $200 to file for 2016. I mean,
no,
I'm sorry, 2006.
There's a,
I don't know.
IRS has a free file. It's free file.
I don't know how to
IRS
file
website.
On 1099s. That's what the whole issue was, is 1099s. I have to pay an accountant to do those. I don't know how to do a long form. So I kind of just let it slide. And they told me, well, as long as you just don't get any more 1099s, we'll leave
Kevin,
you alone.
I'm an expert in nothing, but I went a few years not filing taxes. When I got caught up, I was glad I did, and I would recommend it to others.
Yeah, I suggest you look into it.
Thank you, Kevin.
I would.
Thank you, Kevin. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning It Life. Let's go. Woo! Kevin. You ought to call in the hour two of Winning at Life on Saturday. We do it from 10 to 1, but Jude Heath, CPA, is going to be on. 504-260-0995. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. And sometimes I'm stunned. Having a really good year, and you're going to have Uncle Sam upset with you over $200. There's sometimes, you know, you've heard me when we've talked to people before where they're coming into a bunch of money, and you know, then there's some of this money they're inheriting or getting is going to have some tax consequences, and they're trying to figure out, do I have to file? Do I have to do this? And I'll say, look, you're coming into a bunch of money. Don't get cheap on me right now, because you get this done wrong, you get a letter 3 years from now from the IRS, and that's typically what it is, isn't it? Somewhere 2-3 years out, all of a sudden you get a letter. Hey, you owe us money, taxes, and interest because you did it wrong, or you failed to report that, and we see you owe us money. Then you're going to really spend some money. And we know what happens to better than 50% of the people when they inherit money, what has happened to it over 3 years. It's gone there. So, and Kevin had a really good year last year, and he's not wanting to spend $200. Look, I'm going to ask Jude this on Saturday's show, but once again, on the free file, and I'm actually at the page where it's a free file fillable form, and then it's did you make below $69,000 or more? So it sounds like he's self-employed, sole proprietor. So that would be Schedule C, where you've got your income coming in, and this income, which is the 1099s that were issued to you. So it's going to go on one. Schedule C is not that complicated. I'm familiar with tax returns because I used to do them a long time ago, and I was familiar with doing my own personal businesses as a sole proprietor years and years ago. So and they give booklets that explain it pretty well, but you can tally up all your earnings and then what are your expenses. And then the net is what was your inflow, which was the 1099s. What was your cost of doing business, the outflow, you're expensing that. The net number is your profit. And then that goes over to the 1040. And then there's a self-employment tax and stuff there, but these documents walk you through that. But you know, honestly, I do, if it was $200 to get help on that, that is a bargain. $200 to get, how much is the economic impact payment per person?
$1,200.
Yeah. $1,200.
Now
do the math, spend $200 and get $1,200. I would do that every hour of, I would swap out $200 for $1,200 every hour of every day. I could stay awake to fill out a form to do so. That's just me. $200 to get $1,200. I would do it.
Well, that's sort of like best case scenario. Worse than that is if he owes money and he's stiffing them, because they'll come after him and he'll be in bigger trouble then.
Well, here's the bigger thing. And you have to deal with it at some point. And this isn't picking on Kevin. We get these calls every week on the show. And it's Sam, it's Fred, it's Susan. Did we have a female recently that had not?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, and that's rare. It's totally rare.
In a spousal situation, it's always been the male, but we've had a single female.
Yeah, so what it does is haunts you. And that's why at some point you use a CPA that is in the business of dealing with taxes and dealing with the IRS, so they know the ropes around there. And if the IRS is already kind of after you, they can create a pause there. So they'll leave you alone while you work and get this straightened out there. But this is something that is just going to always haunt you until you actually deal with it. And I just recommend you get somebody to help you on that, and life's better. You don't have to be looking over your shoulder anymore.
Explain to Mike in Mississippi what's happening to his Social Security check right now, his Social Security record. If he's not paying into the system, is he just getting zeros?
Yeah.
Zeros in contributions for 15 years?
Yeah.
because we're going to, he's
gonna, zeroed out.
Yes, he's going to be in another genre of callers that we get where they're like, listen, I've been self-employed, just been paying the minimum. Is there any way I can pay more in Social Security taxes so I can get a bigger check because I'm about
to
retire?
Make more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're not doing tax returns and you're self-employed, you're opting out of Social Security. And you might like that right now, but we get callers all the time that, you know, they've worked for the state and on a state pension, and that's all good until retirement time. And I'm like, what? I'm not getting Social Security benefits? What? My spouses die? I'm not getting that? Oh, I'm not getting the spousal benefit at least? You know, it's all good to avoid that until you're like retiring and says, gosh, I could really use some more income. And you've just opted yourself out of it. And if you are getting W-2 income and they are withholding, but you're not doing tax returns and all to see all this shake up, it's a problem as well. So my recommendation is tune into the show this Saturday, same station you're listening to, the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to have Jude Heath on it, and we're going to talk about this topic right here and how people can get this albatross off of them that have put it off and not done it. And is there a way that they could feel good about climbing out from under that shadow?
Well, and if you are under that shadow, wouldn't you rather go in and make up a payment plan? Or would you rather the IRS come find you and they make up a payment plan for you?
Well, I'll get him to talk about the offer and compromise, because if you do owe money, there's this method of applying for a compromise, and I'll just call it forgiveness for lack of a better word so they don't think that's accurate. But, you know, honestly, they will work with you there. So it's just, hopefully we've done some good to get some people thinking, because, you know, if you get a return in, you get a stimulus check, the economic impact payment. But, you know, if you're a business person wanting to do the EIDL program or the PPP program, guess what they're going to want?
Tax returns.
Tax returns. Yeah. You want to get a mortgage. What are they going to want? Tax return. What, you know, and there could be other situations. I don't know. I've never been asked, you know, on buying and financing a vehicle. I've never been asked for a tax return, but they do ask for income. And I don't know, they might call and verify, you know, I don't know how that works, right? But it's just so many cases you're asked for that information.
And they're going to give you a real hard time if you try and run for president, you don't have your tax returns either. All right. So Gregory, I got to give you credit. Last Friday or Thursday, you sent me what is so far the funniest coronavirus parody song, Staying Inside. Y'all sick of your kids yet? I had a friend from back in the day. She put a post up saying, how are you married people doing? I hadn't seen the He's My Whole World or Happily Married. I hadn't seen those posts in a while. Y'all okay over there?
It's either getting better or it's getting worse, huh?
Yeah, it actually has brought me and the wife closer, because we are sick of our kids, and they've teamed up against us and we've teamed up against them. And it's not just that school's out, it's that everything's out. They can't go to dance, they can't go to sports, they can't go to karate, they can't go to church, they can't go to the theater, they can't go to the museum, they can't do anything. So yeah, really testing the love in the Parker family.
I'd say everything's good in our household. Everybody's getting along fine, and Stacy and I get along great. We're great travel partners, so...
All right, square one for financial help with the coronavirus issues, GregoryRicks.com/coronavirus, and also the coronaviruses page. is linked to the front of the Winning at Life app. So go download that app. You want it anyway. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is for informational purposes only and does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, legal advice, or tax advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. The information and opinions contained herein are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. We are Winning at Life.
Home for Fox News Radio and the Weather Channel. News Talk 99.5 WRNO FM, New Orleans. An iHeart Radio station.